This is Here and Now on WFAE. I'm Nick Delacanal. Well, any longtime Charlotte resident has stories of how our city has grown and changed ever since the days when our city really came into its own as a banking hub in the 1970s and 80s. This weekend, the annual Summer Food Waste Symposium is coming to our city under the direction of food writer and historian John T. Edge, and the conference will attempt to examine our city's history through the lens of our food, in particular how the city's booming population of Latino immigrants has influenced what we eat and how we eat it. Well, here to discuss more is John T. Edge. He's the director of the Southern Foodways Alliance. John T., we're so glad you're here.
Thank you, Nick. Happy to be here.
Well, so this weekend's theme is El Sur Latino, which means the Latino South. Why did you feel that Charlotte was the right city for this?
You know, we are focused for the entirety of this year on the ways in which Latino immigrants are transforming the South. And if you look at population statistics, you look at demographic projections, this city, this state, shows the highest rates of immigration. So if you want to grasp how the South is changing and you want to do that through food, there's no better place to show up than Charlotte.
Yeah, and so now one of the things that you and the Southern Foodways Alliance really tries to do is to really dig into the history of our food and where it came from. And you know, I think like a lot of what you present really can be new to people. You know, a lot of people are disconnected to the food that they eat.
Right? Yeah, I mean, what we do, it's about the history, but it's also documenting the progress and change within Southern food culture. So my colleagues, Sarah Wood, our oral historian, and Ava Lowry, our filmmaker, have been in and out of Charlotte all year doing oral history work and making films to tell a story about Charlotte through food. And I think what we do, I hope what we do by way of this weekend, is kind of hold up a mirror to Charlotte so that Charlotte might better see itself. And when you do that, you recognize that, say, Tacos El Novato on Central is kind of a future tense barbecue joint for the new South. And the ways in which that place serves as a clubhouse for Latino Charlotte, the ways in which that place feeds both working class and middle class, the ways in which excellence is defined in a restaurant like that every day, inspire me and look a lot like the future of the South.
And why use food like as a lens to examine, I guess, what the city's character?
Yeah, I mean, food is a democratizing cultural facet of the American South. If you want to understand the American South, you could look at the literature that is created here, or you could think about the music that is created here, or you could, like we do, think about food, study about food. Food offers us an entree to understanding place.
Well, are there any foods that you're particularly looking forward to sampling this weekend?
Yeah, there's a dinner on Saturday night that I'm very excited about, and it's a collaboration between Tacos El Novato, which I just mentioned, and Kindred Restaurant up in Davidson. And it was inspired by Katie and Joe Kindred traveling the Central Avenue corridor, building relationships with taqueria owners and grocery store owners and folks like Tacos El Novato. So you'll see kind of a give and take between the Latino South of today and the white tablecloth dining interpretations of the Kindred folk. You'll see whole North Carolina flounder, and you'll see dishes like lamb braised in a liquid infused with avocado leaves. Mm. You'll see a give and take between the South past and the South present and the South future.
That all sounds really good. I hope you save me a plate.
You got it.
John T. Edge, he's a food writer and historian. He also has a new book out called The Potlicker Papers, A Food History of the Modern South. John T. Edge, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And the Summer Food Symposium runs tonight through Saturday. You're listening to Here and Now on WFAE.